You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time to check out music from Detroit area artists. And as always, our guides are Paul Young, founder and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine, and its executive editor, Khaled Badi. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Paul, where are we starting?
First, we're going to take a look at a track called House Call by a duo, Gene Gray and Quell Chris. Chris is basically from New York originally, but he's very much so rooted in Detroit and has been here for a long time. He's worked with Danny Brown, who is a Detroit native as well, but also Pharoah Monch and Open Mike Eagle, and is very much so a part of kind of experimental hip-hop. He's a producer. He's a record executive. He's a kind of a creative of all sorts. He's done web series and ebooks and video games and all kinds of stuff. So he recently became engaged to Gene Gray within the last year or so, and they've collaborated on a ton of different projects, like six or more different projects, but this is their actual debut kind of studio album together. I rock on my doodle, don't stink t-shirt with the turd emoji. Walk up in your stuffy attire, fair slurred and stoned. Circle slowly, photobombing the ratchet, selfie section in your no-flex zone, doing my John Stun impression. This planet of the apes, stepping through them drapes. Gorillas in the mist, disregard your list. Invites don't extend to the likes of our types. We just crash, clear out a few bar stools and plant the flag. Pineapple Express, light patio deck. Short attention spans for long-winded types right after the set. Groupie is as groupie does, excuse me cuz I ain't social till I'm belching off a brewski suds. I used to entertain the flocking of the crew because she the booking or she trying to get the coochie dug. Bigger fish to fry with grits besides squall business, once I emphasize squall.
And Khaled, how do you describe the sound?
His sound, it's avant-garde, it's loose, improvisational. It's wonky at times. He uses a lot of skits and spoofs and impressions, but it's all brought together by the inimitable delivery. There's no one else that like has a flow like him.
And Paul, this new project, Everything's Fine, it's got some pretty big names on it.
Yeah, it does. And it's funny because it's not all music names, or at least people you would think of when you hear, you know, people being featured on a hip-hop album. But Michael Che, who everyone knows from Saturday Night Live, Hannibal Buress, who's a huge comedic name, and Nick Offerman, who's on Parks and Recreation and all kinds of other stuff, he is also included. So in addition, there's a Detroit artist, Big Tone, that people may have heard of. There's a Grammy Award-nominated artist, Jonathan Horde, is on there, and a vocalist, Anna Wise. The three of them are all featured on this track, House Call, along with our duo.
Okay, that sounds really, really great. Now we're going over to someone who has been a guest on this show before. And Khaled, I'm going to let you introduce Flint's own.
Yeah, Tunde Olaniran. He is a really magnificent artist, really talented, crosses a spectrum of genres, styles. He's someone who is from the Flint area, but is really well known to Detroit audiences as well as a national audience at this point. His music defies easy characterization. He started out in a rock group that he fronted called Taste This before he broke out on his own. He even had an electro-pop duo called Stereo Lux. He's worked with multiple dance and hip-hop producers. He's produced his own work. His voice can, like, it's an elastic beast that, like, can go from crooning to rapping back to the singing. And his stage production is very theatrical. He sings about politics and his personal issues with such gravitas, but also, like, humor and warmth. And it's, you know, it's a magnetic force up there.
I got to say, I love the way you described Tunde's voice, an elastic beast, because the first time I heard him, he had that beautiful retro crooner sound going in those first tracks where I discovered him. And yeah, he does have so much versatility. It's there's no way to pigeonhole Tunde.
Exactly.
And Paul, even though Tunde calls Flint home, we get to see a lot of him in the Detroit area, right?
Yeah, Tunde is very well known in the area. He collaborates with a lot of Detroit artists. He has a ton of connections, including Assemble Sound, which we've mentioned before on this program, which is a great recording collective. He's really tied in with them and collaborates with a lot of their house artists. But being from Flint, you know, Tunde has really become a voice of the Flint area, which obviously doesn't get as much recognition for music as a city like Detroit does, or even on the West Coast in Grand Rapids. And so, you know, you see Tunde very much in kind of solidarity with the people of Flint and kind of what they've been going through over the last couple of years. He wrote a piece that was in the Washington Post, and he also, just a few days ago, was very outspoken on Twitter and on everything that has to do with kind of Nestle and the controversy there in Flint. So Tunde is, you know, really a son of Flint, but very much so a part of the Detroit music community.
Just wanna be vulnerable. So give me a chance to show it all. What love can I give if I can't love myself? Go in and go out of this world by ourselves. And I just wanna be vulnerable while I'm still here. Which one my speakerphone and ask not be real. In your hybrid and you listen to it. I reached the point of no return. Learned every lesson I can learn. Now my eyes wide and my brains done and my stage lit with these lights on and my vision burn like a ray gun. Like a ray gun. Like a ray gun. Like a ray gun.
Kala, tell us about this new track from Tunde.
This new track that Tunde's put out, it's just the third from an upcoming release. Release date yet to be known. It's the follow-up to his 2015 debut, Transgressor. The new album is going to be called Stranger. He's already put out two singles from the record, Symbol and Hungry, but the new one is called Vulnerable. We know Tunde is like remarkably broad in his range of styles, but it sounds like he's going deeper into what he's already explored and rounding it out.
Next, we go to, it seems like your description, a pretty quintessential Detroit garage rock band, Paul.
Yeah, that's right. Mexican Knives, they've been around for a little while now, a few years, and I think their last project was in 2015. But they did release a new song just recently. Certainly that quintessential sound that you've described, a little bit of punk, a little bit of blues, and a little bit of kind of just some hardcore, but certainly something new and refreshing. They have an awesome front woman named Ruth. She's got a great voice, a little kind of retro, kind of lo-fi sound. And Zach Whedon has been in the music scene for such a long time. And he's part of several bands, but he's become really well-known with Mexican Knives.
Oh, let's take a listen to this track you brought along. This is Wait Forever. Is there a release date? Is the album out already?
Well, they have a record release party on May 4th, and it's in Hamtramck at Ant Hall. And they're going to be playing alongside the Mesthetics, which features members of Fugazi, the notable hardcore DC band. And that's an act that you can hear influences from Fugazi's sound on Mexican Knives. So it's a really cool thing that they're going to be performing together.
Am I right that Fugazi's drummer is Brendan Canty?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my son's name. We've laughed over that over the years. Yes. And I believe Brendan Canty's sister is Siobhan, which is also my daughter's name. We said there's another Brendan and Siobhan Canty out there, but we found out Brendan Canty, the drummer, is this guy with Fugazi, who's a big deal in the music world.
Yeah, I mean, he's been with them since the beginning.
Yeah, pretty funny. Well, that sounds like a good collection for this month's edition of Detroit Music. You can always learn more about today's featured artists and many more by going to DetroitMusicMag.com. And as always, our guides for our excursions into Detroit area music are Paul Young, founder, publisher of Detroit Music Magazine, and its executive editor, Khaled Badi. Thanks, guys, so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. We'll be right back. Coming up next, President Trump's proposing an immigration plan based on merit. But what does that look like?
The language that President Trump uses right now about people from Mexico and from Central and South America is the same sort of language that was used about Italians and Poles and Russians and Catholics and Jewish people.
You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.